Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
To ruin your Friday, it's the B-Team.
The B-Team. Two men. Soldiers of garbage. It's 8:12. Brock Hunter, welcome to it. Happy Friday, everybody. Cruising right along. I got a hell of an 8 a.m. WTF of the day for you. So let's do it right now.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Mm-hmm. The whole crew there. We love them. Okay, Hunter, do you know the show on TLC called Sex Sent Me to the ER?
No.
All right. So it's just a show full of just perverted degenerates, and this couple is no different. I'm going to play you a clip, and then we're going to lay out what these two pervs did so you can enjoy it with the rest of us, all right?
I was standing down the door, putting the hinges on, and I had to cut a really small hole because, of course, Katie has to have a vintage doorknob. I had an amazing idea. At the time, I thought it was a stroke of genius, and she loves when I'm really goofy.
I was surprised by how turned on I was. I got so excited that I just said we should have sex right now through this door. Eric took so much of the ED medication that it caused extra swelling to happen.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What's going on?
So here's what happened. Eric and Katie got a little frisky. So this guy was installing a door. And then if you heard in there, he had to cut a very small hole in the door for a vintage doorknob. And then at that point, Eric, being the cheeky fella that he is, decides to place his member through the hole in the door. Well, Katie, being the pervert that she is, she's like, oh my God, that's so hot. Oh my God, let's do it right now. Ah. And they proceeded to have sex. However, with the expansion of his member,
he got stuck
inside the door, had to go to the ER to get it removed.
Oh.
Look.
Okay, so he had the old erectile dysfunction and he took some pills.
So I want to know, did they take, like, was he stuck in the door? Did they take the whole door to the ER? Did someone come and actually, like, cut out around the door to get him out of there? Okay. You know my saying. Love whoever you love, all right? Mm-hmm. Different strokes for different folks. If you get turned on by people in furry animal suits, if you're someone who likes vampires like myself, that's fine, okay? But for God's sakes,
a small hole he cut for the doorknob.
Well, that's the worst part. Like, he admitted to it. Like, right here.
I had to cut a really small hole because, of course,
I had to cut a really small hole. Like, if I was telling this story, bro, I had to cut the biggest hole in this door to get my donger through it. Like, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
He ended up like a pop rivet, you know? Can't get it back through.
I just, stop doing things like this, okay? And think, just think. Just take a moment and
especially
think.
Where you're putting your junk. Yeah. You know, I've never gotten my thing stuck anywhere just because I'm very conscious.
For some reason, people have a problem with just putting body parts in places they shouldn't be. And I feel like we should have learned by this point, okay?
Oh, this must feel good.
Yeah. Where's Katie again?
I was surprised by how turned on I was.
And she's not talking about this morning show. She's talking about her fella right. With his donger in the door. Knock it off, people.